Okay, Chevra, what we have to discuss today are two topics that appear at the end of Simen, actually three topics that appear at the end of Simen Kuf Hei. Last time we learned, we spoke about whether the din of Moliach Kiroseach has the status of Chamimus or Charifus. That was the basic question that we presented. And the application of Moliach Kiroseach is found in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Hei Yud, just very briefly. The halacha is, b'med v'amamurim, that the iser v'heter shneihem meluchim. V'afilo iser Moliach v'heter tafel. We apply the rule of Moliach Kiroseach when the iser is meluach. But if the heter is meluach and the iser is tafel, so ein sarech ela hadacha. But if it's Isser, if it is Heter Maluach and Isser Tafel, if the Isser does not have salt and the Heter does have salt, so then all you require is Hadacha. And the rationale over here is that the Koach of Maliach Kiroseach is a Koach to remove Isser. Salt removes Isser. But salt does not cause the iser to be absorbed. This is found in the Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel, effectively. Shulchan Aruch is just quoting Kuf Yud Gimel in the Gemara, where we basically say that Tamei Maliach and Tahar Tafel is going to be a problem, like it says here in Shulchan Aruch. So none of that is such a chiddush. However, Zok the Ramah, Yesh Osrim Imnogim Zebazeh, V'yesh Lahakel B'makom Hefzed. The Ramah Tainas, that even though there's a Beferish Gemara, that if the Tahar is Maliach, it's not going to be a problem. All you require is Hadachi, just rinse it off, if Tahar is Maliach. But Yesh Osrim, there are some who Taina that it's Osir. And Zak the Gra, in Os Ayin Dalid, this Yesh Osrim is the Ran. And the reasoning of the Ran, the Gra explains, is because b'makom shenogeya nimlach mimenu ha'iser. Right? You see, if I have a salty item that touches a tafel item, that touches a non-salty item, so what's going to happen is that the salt will come off of the salty item and will end up on the previously non-salty item. And consequently, they're both going to end up maliach. Right, you want to be matir because you think it's tahar, maliach, and tamei tafel. Zak the Ran, no, you can't do that because the salt on the tahar that is maliach is going to end up being on the tamei because they're touching. And once the salt is on the tamei, now I have a case of tamei maliach. And once I have tamei maliach, it's going to be usher. Aye, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that Tahar Maliach and Tamei Tafel is not a problem? L'cha'ora, the Ran's Taina is a very strong Taina. So Zak the Ran, obviously the case is that the Tamei and the Tahar are not really touching. They are pretty close to each other. And the Tzir, or the juice of one, this is the way the Badei HaShulchan explains it, but I think this is pretty pashut. Right? Obviously, we're not saying that there's going to be any transference of time through airspace. But if the items are pretty close to each other, and because of the salt, like some liquid comes off of it and contacts the other, that's the case when there's a difference between Tamei Maliach and Tahar Maliach. But if they are both mamish touching Zebezeh, so the salt will go from one to the other, says the Ran, and Memela, they're both going to be Maliach, and that will be a problem. Adkan Divrei Haran, based on this. Ad Divrei Hara, based on the Ran. Now, effectively, though, the Gain notes that the Ran is not so Pashut. Because if you look in the Rush in Perekol Habasar Simin Membeis, the Rush is bothered by the same kasha. The Rush asks, "Im toma kevan shenimlach hatohar umunach al hatomei oitachdav obetzido, hare nimlach gam hatomei mimelach shal hatohar." Right? The Rush asks the same kasha, And the Rush answers, you know what? The din of Maliach requires a somewhat significant amount of salt. And if they just touch each other, there might not be enough salt that goes from one to the other. Alternatively, the Rush answers that the din of Maliach Kiroseach doesn't require that the entire surface area is salted. It could be that most of the surface area is salted, and they're touching in a place where there's no salt. Right? So the Rush is arguing on the Ran. The Rush is basically telling me that we're not worried that the salt is going to go from one to the other, but the reason I'm not worried about it, according to the Rush, is some Metzius type of reason. No? A Metzius reason in the sense of Mehechatesi, it's enough salt. Or Mehechatesi, the salty area would create a problem. That would mean L'cha'ora, that the in an oven, that there's enough salt between the two, so the Rush would be maskim that the case of Tahar Maliach and Tamei Tafel becomes that they're both Maliach. The difference between the Rush and the Ran is simply the shear of Malicha. That's the way I'm understanding it. But the Gra here in Os Ayin Dalid, the Gra note that he thinks the Pshat in this Ramah is based on the Ran, and maybe based on the Rush in the situation where there's a lot of salt, which is that one salty item then comes in contact with the other will draw the salt off of that item. Zozayin, that's what the Gra says. In our dear beloved friends, masterful work, called the Megillah Sefer, so he points out that the Gra's reading of the Ran is not so pashut. You see, if you read the Ran Bifnim, Zuck the Megillah Sefer, what the Ran is really addressing is the age-old question of whether we should say Tata Agavar. Is there any way of making it cooler in here? I'm sorry. Am I the only one who's beginning to like fall asleep? Okay. It's very good that Yeshiva University has so much money that they can heat this room to 170 degrees, but I think even though we're only here a day, there's no fear that the room should be out to like this. Okay. L'chaladeos. You're also the Tzalim Arav of Yayin Mevoshal in this room now. Okay, but the Megillah Sefer points out that if you read the Ran Bifnim, the Ran is really saying a different thing. Remember, the Rishonim ask a kasha. Tosfos and Kuf Yud Gimel is bothered by this kasha. Everyone talks about what happened to the rule of Tata Agavar when it comes to Maliach. So we noted last time, we said that according to Tosfos, there's no such thing as Tata Agavar by Maliach. It doesn't exist. And we are Mevaer that according to Tosfos, the rationale for this is that Tata Agavar is a din in Chamimos, and the din of Maliach is a din in Charifos rather than Chamimos. That's the way we explained it. However, the Ran, says the Megillah Sefer, the Ran is of the opinion that the rule of Tata Agavar should apply to Maliach as well. That's what the Ran time is. And we noted it's Machlokes Mechabrama in Sefer Aleph, where the Tata Agavar applies to Maliach. But the Ran holds it does apply. So Frek the Ran, if the din of Tata Agavar applies to Maliach, so what about this Gemara of Tahar, Maliach, and Tamei Tafel? That's not going to be a problem. Maybe it should be a problem based on rules of Tata Agavar. So to that, the Ran answered that there's no concern of Tata Agavar because Tata Agavar is only when the items are touching. If they're not touching, there's no rule of Tata Agavar. Now, effectively, what that would mean is that the Ran is not really the Hesber of this Ramah, right? The Ramah says that Yesh Osrim, if there are no Gim Zebazen, you can only make all the Makim Hefsid. It's not because the salt is going to come off. That's not the Pshat in the Ran. The Ran is dealing with a different issue, an issue of Tata Gavar. And then we'd have to go back to the Ramah that we had at the beginning of Kuf Hei as to whether Tata Gavar applies when two items are next to each other. And that could be that discussion. We could be mafalpa in those terms. But effectively, what we're trying to argue Yudah Sefer's argument is that the Ro's explanation of this Ramah, based on the Ran, might not be exactly what the Ran means. So far, so good? Let's go weiter. We have this Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel, that when it comes to Melech Kirel Seach, the Melech only draws the Isser out. The Melech doesn't make the Isser become absorbed. That's called Tamei Maluach and Tahar Tafel is a problem, but if it's Tahar Maluach and Tamei Tafel, that's not going to be a problem. That's the basic halacha, that Melech draws Isser out, it doesn't bring Isser in. This is, of course, the basis of the Rishonim, at least the discussion in Se'if Yud Beis, that Ein Maliach Bekelon. You see, if I want to make cheese, so the way you make cheese is there are some defusim that you will sometimes use to do the cheese making. Cheese, we'll speak about in Simon Pezayin, is made with the rennet, with the stomach cavity of a cow. Zozain, and they also take cheese and apparently they salt the cheese. Cheese is salty, and they put in some sort of defusim, some sort of molds in order to shape the cheese. And you know, I don't think the cheese naturally comes out to be a perfect circle. No, my wife actually, when she grew up, she davened in Reb Cohen's shul. That's why my father-in-law is called Reb Feivel. So Reb Feivel used to go to the Soviet Union when it was still like a thing to try to help the Jews in the Soviet Union. And on one of his trips, he wanted to bring a shechita knife to the Soviet Union to have people be able to shecht. He was going to teach the shechtim there some of the halachas of shechita and give them a shechita knife so that the fellow could shecht. So the question is, how do you get a knife into the Soviet Union, right? Just like today, they don't look kindly on people who bring knives onto airplanes. In their time, in those days also, like, you bring in a knife onto the airplane, it's not such a good thing. So what Reb Feivel did, he's brilliant, is he brought one of these huge trafe wheels of cheese. And he has a knife. So they ask, like, why do you have a knife? He says, well, you know, a cheese like this, you can't cut ordinarily. This is my food. I love this cheese. I need a knife. So he brought his shechita knife in with a wheel of cheese. I thought it was like a great cut. But the cheese doesn't get to be that shape unless you have a defus. My stories have absolutely no connection to anything. Right? The cheese doesn't get to be that shape unless there's a defus, unless there's some mold that shapes it. And the molds can be somewhat expensive, I guess. And you want to borrow a mold from Goyim. And you also, when you put the cheese in, you're going to salt the cheese in the mold. And the shaila is, am I allowed to use a Goyish cheese mold for my kosher cheese? That's a discussion in Se'if Yud Beis. So the Mechaber tells me that the Gevinos are nasim b'defusei akum, even though it's nimlechu b'teichon, even though the cheese is salted into it, and Goyish cheese is treif. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey, that cheese of akum is treif, the din of Gevinos akum. Nonetheless, the defusim are going to be kosher because ein malicha b'kelam. That's the basic rule. And Tosis on Kuf Yud Gimel, that same Tosis that we learned, Tosis comments that the source of this is because the Gemara says that if you have Tahar Maliach and Tamei Tafel, it's going to be Mutter. Meaning to say that when I, the Jew, make cheese in the defus of the Akum, so my cheese is salty, but my cheese is kosher. So it's Tahar Maliach, Tamei, the Treif Kele is Tafel. No? And Tahar Maliach and Tamei Tafel is going to be kosher. That's the basic din in the Mechaber. The Ramah adds that Hu Adin, if Heter is Nimlach in any Kli of Isser, let's say I have a Treif Keli. No? Treif not because of cheese, not because of Maliach. Treif keli because you cooked chazer in the keli. It's really treif l'chol hadeos. And I sawed some heter in a treif keli, even if it's a keli she'eno menukov. The din is that when you salt meat, you want to salt the meat in a keli menukov, most often, the keli that has a hole, so that the blood comes out, and the blood doesn't remain in the keli. Right? Remember, if the blood remains in the keli can become treif, because the halacha is that kavash is kemavushal dummy, and even though ordinarily kavash takes 24 hours, but kavash betzir, right, where chaimetz was a machlekes, right, the Shulchan Aruch versus the Shach and Taz about chometz, but betzir, which is a din, a very salty juice. So the shear of kavisha is kedisha yala al ha'esh v'yartiyach, a much shorter time. So therefore my keli is going to become treif when I have dam, salty dam, in the keli. So in order to solve that problem, we try to use a keli menukov, no? Try to use a keli that has a hole in it. It says over here, if you have a really treif keli, even if it's a keli she'eino menukov, even if the tarif is absorbed in the keli fully, it's not going to be a problem, because maliach kireseach isn't maflet min ha'keli masha balua betocho. That's what the Rambam says. Now, right, this is lucha ora, the way Taisus is saying it, this is based on the rule of tohar maliach v'tamei tafel, is going to be okay. The keli doesn't have salt on it, it's only my tohar food that has salt on it, so it's all going to be jim dandy, it's all going to be kosher. That's the basic halacha. And the Ramah is telling me not only for a keli that absorbed via malicha, even the keli that absorbed tarifos, the regular way of absorbing tarifos, it still is going to be okay. Now, if you read the Beis Yosef over here, the Beis Yosef points out that there are three shitas harishonim when it comes to the defusim of the Nachrim. Tosis on Kuf Yud Gimel sounds like the Beis Yosef comments that it's mutter lasos mehem gavinus li Yisrael ulamochan betochan. It's mutter. Mutter means it's permitted. It's heter gomer. The Russian Simon Mem Beis, however, the Beis Yosef notes, the Rosh Tainas that Givinos Shena'asu B'defuse Akum Einon Ne'esarais. The Beis Yosef is Medayik that according to the Rosh, it's Aser Al Kopanim L'chatchila. Einon Ne'esarais. It doesn't become Aser, but don't try this at home. Don't do it, right? Because you should avoid it. Now, Tosfos concludes the Hamachmir Tavo Olav Bracha, but the Beis Yosef is understanding that Machmir Tava Alav Bracha is not the same as Bidiyeved in the Rush. The Rush is saying Einon Ne'esarais. That means that no one should do it. No? Even if you're not a Smicha guy, you're an ordinary YP guy. Right? Smicha guys, for them, will say HaMachmir Tava Alav Bracha. No? But an ordinary guy in YP, right, if there is such a thing, so such a person doesn't have Chumras. Right? So for such a person, according to the Rush, you shouldn't do it. Because it's only kosher b'diyevet for the Rush. For Taisus, it's kosher l'chatchila, but for the Machmir, tavo la bracha, right? The Beis Yosef is assuming, for some reason, that the Rush and Taisus are taking a different approach. And the Beis Yosef notes that there's a third position over here, which is the position of the Rav Yah, that's quoted on that same Rush in Simon Mem Beis, in the Hagos HaShri on that Rush. The Rav Yah says that the defus is not called Tamei Tafel and Tahar Maliach, because the defus, since there is Rov Melach on the defus, it is Mekabel Tam more. And therefore, it's going to be treif even b'diyevet, according to the Rav Yah. Now, if you would have asked Schwartz, that's me, by the way, I would say that the Rav Yah is very similar to that Ramah at the end of Se'if Yud Beis. Right? That the Rav Yah is saying that there's so much salt that the salt is going from one to the other, and therefore it becomes Tamei Maliach, no? Most of the Mefarshim, however, understand the Rav Yah, that what the Rav Yah means is that a keli that absorbed Ayyadei Maliach Harbe Pa'amim is going to be more of a problem and will make other stuff treif. So b'kitzer, we have three different shitas harishonim when it comes to the gavinos anasim in the defusim of the goyim. No? Taisa says that lechatchila it's okay. Rush, but machmir tavo alav bracha. Rush says b'di'evan it's okay, and Ravya says even b'di'evan it's no good. And we try to and most assume that according to the Ravya, it's because you're using it many times for treif beforehand. This is all in the Beis Yosef. However, the Gra goes a step further. And the Gra says that Hama'ayin in Tosfos and compares it to the Rush, we'll see a huge difference between the beer of Tosfos and the beer of the Rush. Look in the Gra, Os Ayin Ches. Right? The Gra commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah says that Hu Hadin, if the keli is mamish usar, not only usar outs maliach, but even usar that you cooked treif in it, nonetheless it's going to be okay. Zak the Gra, delo tema, tam ha heter de ena keli boleya bimlicha, kamasha kasav harasham, veloi nesar ha eight ayade maliach kiraiseach, the imkain lefize kan usar. Zuck the Gra, that the pshat in the Rush, if I'm reading this Gra correctly, I spent a little bit of time thinking about this morning, I think I have right pshat in the Gra. The Gra is saying that what the Rush means is that the keli never becomes usser through melicha. If I salt something in the keli cannot become usser al yedei melicha. But therefore, the Gra understands Aliba de Rush. If the keli is not usser because of melicha, if the keli is usser because you cooked chazer in the keli, it's really going to be a problem, and the melicha can be maflit from the keli. Good morning, America. Again, right? The Rush is saying that the reason I'm allowed to use the defusim of the Nachrim for cheese, Zuck the Gain, is because the defusim of the Nachrim never became treif, because the keli didn't absorb tarfus al yedei melach. A keli is a harder substance, and melicha does not allow the keli to absorb. But melicha is always maflet. And melicha will be maflit from a keli. So therefore, according to the Rush, says the Gra, if I have a keli that was treif because I used chazer on it, I cooked chazer in the keli, so if I salt something in such a keli, the food will become treif because the melicha can be maflit from the keli. Right? Let's read the Gra together again. You have the Gra. You got it, Levin? Your chavrus is still there.
I read upside down.
You're going to trust that Shimmy assumes that I'm telling the truth. Biggest mistake you ever made. Fine. The Ramah again is mekal if the keli is really treif, and he says that kula is true only ella hatam she'ein poilet davar shebala kamashen kasher toiser sham de'ein shayech melicha be'etz. In other words, Ein Melicha Bekelim can be understood in two different ways, says the Gra. There's the Rush's way, and there's Taisus's way. Taisus says Ein Melicha Bekelim is because Melicha means that the item becomes hot. It becomes Reseach Ayidei Melicha. Some substances become hot, other substances don't become hot. Eitz does not become hot al yedei melicha. As such, eitz, or a keli, is not going to be boileya or poilet al yedei melach. Salt has zero impact on a keli. It doesn't send iser in, it doesn't bring iser out. But the Rush holds that ein melicha bekelim means that a keli is hard and it doesn't absorb iser ayyadei melicha. But if the keli absorbed iser some other way, the keli, according to the Rush, is going to be maflet ayyadei melicha. So says the Gra, says the Gra that there's another machlekes between Taisus and the Rush. No? The Beis Yosef had one machlekes and the Rush. Is it okay lechatchila or not? And it might be l'shitaso, no? That the Tosfos assumes it's okay lechatchila, because according to Tosfos, salt has zero impact on kalim. But the Rush says don't do it lechatchila, because the Rush holds that salt does have impact on kalim, so therefore avoid salting stuff in kalim, because sometimes it can create problems according to the Rush. Because what? Because salt can be maflet from a keli. It just can't be boleya into the keli. This is the way I'm putting together the Beis Yosef's machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush and the Gra's machlokas Tosfos and the Rush. So memela, ulefize, right? According to Tosfos, a keli can't be impacted at all by melech. It's not mavliya or maflet. Then the Gaon continues. In my Gra, there's like a little period in the middle of Os Ayin Ches. De lefi tam harishon de eno boleya. If it's a keli she eno menugav haya usar, because in that case it is boleya. Kemosha kasav sham kuf yud aleph am beis ka'ara shamalach ba, etc. And according to the Rush over there, that we're talking about a keli she eno menugav. The Gra continues, and the Gra says, let's look at the Gemara and Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Gemara says, Yosef Rav Kahana, Achuad Rav Yehuda, Kamed Rav Huna. Rav Kahana, who's the brother of Yehuda, is sitting in front of the Rebbe Rav Huna. V'Yosef Ka'amar, Ka'ara Shemalach Babasar, Asar Lecho Bo Roseach. If you have a Ka'ara that you use for salting meat, Asur lecho baroseach, you can't eat hot food on that. You can't eat hot food on that keli. You can't eat hot food on the keli. Or the Rishonim asked the Kasha, one second. We know that if you have, why can't you eat the hot food on the keli? Right? Tamei maliach. And Tahar Tafel is Aser. I'm sorry, I was saying the wrong thing. But all the Rishonim asks, why can't you eat hot food on the keli? Comes along the Rush, and the Rush says, I can't eat hot food on the keli because it's a keli she'eino menukov. It's a keli that doesn't have a hole in it. And as such, the keli became treif, and al yaday hot food, it's going to come out. The tarfus will come out of that keli. The reason why the Rush has to say this is because no one asked using the same keli twice to salt. The teretz is that if the keli has a nekev, you could use it a second time. If it doesn't have a nekev, you can't use it again. And the hesber of this is that melicha is maflet from the keli, and reiseach also is going to be maflet from the keli. If the keli absorbed ayidei treif, the roseach will be maflet from that keli, and that's why according to the Rush it's going to be aser. So let's chazer. Right? Zak the Gra, there's a machlokas Tosfos and Rush. Tosfos holds that melicha has zero impact on the keli. The Rush holds that melicha is not going to be mavliya into a keli, but melicha will be polate from a keli. And the Rush explains that if you have a keli she'eino menukav, it's worse. And by a keli she'eino menukav, apparently even through melicha, the keli can become a problem. And that's why I should not use that keli for basar roseach. That's what the Gra is saying within the Rush. This, however, is going to be very different than the other mahalach to answer this kasha. You see, in Rebbe Kiva Eger over here, Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes Ayin Be'er Sheva in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Shekosav D'Yishlo Medavka B'Kli Eitz Aminan D'Ein Melicha L'Haflet Avoloi B'Kli Cheres B'Chein Kosav Atiferes L'Moshe. Meaning to say, Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger, that there's a difference between wooden kelim and earthenware kelim. When we say ein melicha bekelim, that's talking about a wooden keli. But an earthenware keli, there is melicha on such a keli. The source of this Teferes L'Moshe is how do you answer the Rosh's kasha? In other words, the Rosh is bothered. How come the Gemara says I'm not allowed to use reisayach in the keli that I used to salt, but the Gemara never asked to use it, salting something in the keli twice? So the Teferes L'Moshe answers, well, it's usher to use the keli twice if it's a keli of cheres. That malicha will impact on cheres. Malicha does not impact on eitz. If that's the case, so what we have over here is as follows. This is a point that Reb Fivel Cohen makes in the Badei HaShocha on Os Kuf Samach Zayin and the Be'urim over there on page Shin Chaf Beis. Reb Fivel notes that the Teferes L'Moshe is saying that the distinction between using a keli twice and which is permitted and the reisayach that's forbidden is because the case of reisayach is from out of kli cheres, and that's why it's aser. But the Gra is saying that it's a different shot. The Gra is saying within the Rosh that the distinction is between a keli Menukov and the keli she'eino menukov. But all of this is predicated on the fact that there is some ability of melach to impact on a keli. If Tosfos is correct that melach has zero impact on the keli, so the Rosh has no kasha at all. Right, the Rosh is kasha. How come the Gemara says I can't put roseach in the keli that I used to salt when I'm allowed to use the same keli twice? The answer is the difference between roseach and melach. Right, Tosfos would say that melach has no impact on kelim, so that's why it's okay. Right, but the Rosh l'shitaso assumes that salting can be maflit from a keli. And therefore the Rosh, right, this is all, and therefore the Rosh is asking Akasha, how can I use the same keli twice? So to that, the Rosh has to answer the way the Gra understands the Rosh, that there's a difference between the keli menukov and the keli she'eino menukov, and the way the Teferes L'Moshe says, it's a difference between kli cheres and kli eitz. So far so good? It could get better, but guys seem tired. The room isn't that hot anymore. Should we do another sif? One more? Two more? We'll try to do two more. The Ramo, by the way, the end of Sif Yud Beis Tainas, that lechatchila you should not do this. Lechatchila you shouldn't swap meat in a treif keli. The reason why I should not do it lechatchila zok the gra os ayin tes is because we're choishish for the ravya. That's going to be aser b'diavet. So therefore lechatchila I shouldn't sort in a treif keli. Even Tosis assumes that it's only motor b'diavet. Even the Rosh assumes it's only motor b'diavet. And Tosis also says you shouldn't do it because Tosis writes hamach mitav ala bracha. That's all in the gra in os ayin tes, which we explained already. Fine. So if Yud Gimel tells me if I have salt in a keli of basar, I'm allowed to use that salt in chalav. The din is that davar charef can absorb iser, but davar charef doesn't absorb iser on its own. Davar charef absorbs iser, or whatever the flavor there is, when you have a combination of davar charef and duchka de sakina, when you press down with a knife. But if you just put salt in the keli, I put salt in the milchik keli, I can use that salt during the fleishik meal, because when it is davar charif on its own, it doesn't create a problem. Especially when the davar charif is yavesh, it doesn't create a problem. There is a whole discussion over here in the Pisrei Tshuvos, Tesvav, that maybe if it's lach, sometimes if you leave salt for a long time, it becomes like moist, that might create a problem. Ayin Pisrei Tshuva. But if it's yavesh, for sure, it does not create a problem. Even if I have salt in the treif keli, it doesn't create a problem because it's yavesh, that's what the Ramah assumes. Providing, however, that the keli is clean, but hamach milchatchila tavayol abracha. Nonetheless, you should avoid this. You should be mach milchatchila and not put salt in the treif keli. Presumably, not put salt in the milcha keli. Hamach mir tavo alav bracha. And this is all based on that last line in Taisus Kuf Yud Gimel, that hamach mir tavo alav bracha by the defusim of Nachrim. And then Tosis goes on, and Tosis says that it's allowed to put salt, since Malicha is not Shaykh Be'etz. So therefore, Maisin B'chol Yom, that Melach in the Ka'arish and Mishdam Shema Basar, we take for a Milchiga meal. We take Losis Menu B'cholav, but Machmer Tavolav Bracha, and presumably that's going on both aspects of the Taisus. The aspect of the Taisus of using the Fusim Shal Nachrim, and the aspect of the Taisus of using salt that's in the Milchik Keli at a Fleishik meal, salt in the Fleishik Keli at a Milchik meal, both things Machmir Tavla Bracha, that is L'cha'ora the din here. Correct? Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, look at what I wrote earlier. So if you look at what the Taz wrote earlier, right, the Taz is saying that he thinks this is a misreading of the Taisus. Right? The Taz says, and this is a fascinating Taz, back in Simen Sadi Hei Se'if Zayin, the Taz says, I don't understand. You're telling me that Mach Mitovai Olav Bracha is going on even the milchik, the salt in the milchik dish, not to use at a fleishik meal, stuff like that. Zuk the Taz, I don't understand. First Taisa says Maisim b'chol yom, that it's done. Then Taisa says Machmir Tavla Bracha. The Taz has an assumption that when we speak about Maisim b'chol yom, it's not stuff that ordinary Jews do. It's only stuff that Talmidei Chachamim do. We don't care. Please don't quote me on this. But like, when an ordinary Jew does, okay, maybe they're Amei Aretz, maybe they're getting everything wrong. When I say Maisim b'chol yom, that Maisim b'chol yom is what the Talmidei Chachamim do. Premise one of the Taz. And therefore, if the Talmidei Chachamim are doing it, what do you mean, Machmir Tavla Olav Bracha? So therefore, the Taz jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and he reads the Taisus with like a Litvisha Ivra, and he says that when Tosa says Machmir Tavla Olav Bracha, he's only going on the Defusim Shel Nachrim. He's not talking about the salt that's in a milchik dish to use at a fleishik meal, etc. That's what the Taz assumes the halacha. Nonetheless, the Taz quotes in the Maharshal that he's Mishabeach, the Minhag of Ashkenaz, that in Ashkenaz they have separate dishes for milchik salt and for fleishik salt. Now, this might not be a salt shaker. A salt shaker, l'cha'ira, is a different thing, because a salt shaker, I pour the salt into my food, and it's no real kesher to the food at all. We're talking about like a salt dish. Should you have separate salt dishes for milchiks and fleishiks? The minig of Ashkenaz, says the Maharshal, is that you should, because sometimes you have like little kids with their fagrub on their hands, and they touch the salt and they make the salt all milchik, fleishik, whatever. So that's why you should have right. The Taz quotes the Maharshal: if I'm b'sol chasud, the yodim luchlachos min abasay lokeach melach, etc. And then you'll take for cholov. So therefore, it's a din only in salt dishes, not in salt shakers, because sometimes you take one for the other. Ad kan divrei hataz over there. So that's l'cha'ora se'if yud gimel. But you should know that the taz l'cha'ora is against the pashtus in this Ramah. No? Because the Ramah is saying Machmir Tavla Olav Bracha for a totally different reason. The Ramah is understanding that the Pshat in Taisvis is that you should avoid having even dry salt in a keli, because maybe the keli is going to be the salt is going to be moist, etc. Another reason why it should be Machmir Tavla Olav Bracha is as follows. This entire din is based on the assumption that tahar maluach and tamei tafel is kosher. Now, tahar maluach and tamei tafel is going to be kosher, but the mechaber tells us in Sif Yud that you still should do hadacha, should still rinse it off. Comes along the Yad Avram on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch, he says maybe that's the reason why the Ramah over here is saying that Mechatchila shouldn't use salt that's in the milchik keli at a fleishik meal. Because the heter of kosher maluach in a tamei tafel, the heter is only if you do hadacha. But you might not do hadacha. As such, says the Yad Avram, maybe that's the pshat in this halacha by the Ramah says you should answer it. Okay. The last thing that I want to discuss with you is if you dalid the halacha of melach habalua midam, salt that absorbed dam. So the halacha is that even though a milsa davidol atayma is not going to be batal, but in this case it is going to be batal because the salt itself is not treif. The salt only absorbed treif. If the salt, the Prima Gadim explains, would be really treif. For example, the Prima Gadim Mishpatos Os Zayin. For example, if I have salt of Avodah Zarah, if somebody bows down to salt, so the salt is mamish treif in that situation, that melach is going to be, Avidul Atayim is going to answer everything. When you have melach that absorbed dam, so it's not an Isra Machmas Atzmo, in that case it's going to be batal if you have Shishim Keneged HaMelach. And that is the Shita of the Ran. The Tor quotes us, that's the Shita that we paskin like in Shulchan Aruch. There is a Deya, though, that says that Melach HaBalo Midam has a status of Milsa Da Avid L'Taima and is not going to be bought. So if you look in the end of the Tor in our Simen, it's a little bit hard to read the Ivra, but he quotes another Deya of Rishonim that Melach HaBalo Midam has a din of Milsa Da Avid L'Taima. Good. Now, the Shach in Os Memvav comments that the reason why it's sufficient to have Shishim Keneged HaMelach, right? We don't need Shishim Keneged the Dam, right? You need Shishim Keneged the entire Melach, is because Lo Yad'inun Kama Dam Abala. We don't know exactly how much Dam there was. And this Melach absorb dam, so I'm choshish that maybe the melach is suffused with dam, and I have to be mevato the entire melach. I don't have to be mevato only the shear of dam, because perhaps the entire melach is suffused with dam. If I would know exactly how much dam there was, I'd only have to be mevato the amount of dam. But since I don't know, zok d'shach, I have to be mevato the entire contents of the melach. The hesber of this, zok the prima gadim, is that the Shach is speaking within the Mechaber. The Mechaber does not hold of Chanan b'sha'ari surim. Because the Mechaber does not hold of Chanan b'sha'ari surim, so memela, if you don't have Chanan b'sha'ari surim, on a fundamental level, the only thing that's treif over here is the dam. The melach is not treif. So really, you should only have to be mevatel the dam. And that would be enough. I don't hold of Chanan b'shari surim. The Ramah, however, does hold of Chanan b'shari surim. So how come according to the Ramah you don't have to be mevatel? It's not considered milsa David or taima, right? How come according to the Ramah, if Chanan b'shari surim, the whole thing became treif, how come it's not milsa David or taima? So zok the Ramah over here, ko makom she'ein ha'isa yachol leile, that the oser, how is it? Ein ha'nesa yachol lesa, al b'makom she'isa yachol leile, plasham. That because the melach is not treif on its own, it's only treif because it absorbed dam, so the dam makes it oser. So it only answers to the extent of the dam, it's not avidul l'taima. That's what the Ramah says. It's not what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying that the reason why the melach itself is not a problem, it's not milsa d'avidul l'taima, is because we don't hold chanan b'shari surim. Aye, how come the whole melach is asar? You don't know how much dam there was. The Ramah, however, is saying that really Yehoda Chanan B'Shari Surim, so all the Melach is Osir. How come it's not Musa David or Taima? Because Kol Makom She'ena Nesa Yachol Leilech, etc. Right? Good. The idea over here is explained by Rav Soloveitchik in his Shi'urim on page 3 Samach Beis as follows. Many assume that Chanan B'Shari Surim is a subset of the din of Tam Ke'ikar. Many assume that when Rabbeinu Tam holds up Chanan B'Shari Surim, Rabbeinu Tam is based on his understanding that Tam Ke'ikar is the Oraisa, and Tam Ke'ikar is transformative. Because there is Tam of Dam, the whole thing becomes Dam. That can't be the case, because if Tam Ke'ikar would be transformative, so Melach HaBaruah B'Dam would Mamish become Usr. It becomes a new Chatz of Isr. We see that Tam Ke'ikar and Chanan B'Shari Surim are not really connected, right? If it would be Alts Tam Ke'ikar, so it all becomes Dam. The pshat is that Tam Ke'ikar and Chanan B'Shari Surim are not really connected. It doesn't transform the item that Mamish becomes a Cheftza of Iser. Tam Ke'ikar just says it's all Usr, but now it all becomes like Dam. That's l'cha'ora, the Hezber. Again, I'm saying it much too quickly because we don't have enough time because we're supposed to daven mincha. But if you look in the Rosh Yom Patriarch Samach Beis, you'll see how he connects this to the whole discussion of the relationship between Chanan B'Shari Surim and Tam Ke'ikar. Either we'll talk about this in the Beis Medrash or we'll talk about next time we learn. Let's have a good Shabbos.